Greetings, this is J.R. Dickey. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. And by the way, don't forget our website, graceandtruth.net. I hope you're having a great day, but if not, hang with me. It's about to get better. Okay, we've got a short lesson today. Let's get started. Most of us know some about the life of King David. You know, one of the things I've always appreciated about him is his confidence, his trust in the Lord. We remember his trust when he ran at the giant Goliath with only a slingshot and a stone. We can learn from him about trust at his low points, slobbering before a foreign king, thus pretending to be insane, or looking at the devastation of the town Ziklag, where his family and the families of his men were kidnapped, and the men were ready to stone him. We're impressed with his trust as he is forced to flee Jerusalem with his own son Absalom seeking his life. So many events in his life were clearly tests of his trust in his Lord, but all of them were from the outside. And of course, we all face outside circumstances that challenge us similarly. But the greatest exhibition of trust we witness in David's life is one dealing with his soul. His very being was being destroyed. His soul was sick, and he knew it. The turmoil of illness put him in a sick bed, and whether real or imagined, he seemed to have enemies all around. It's possible that this was the fallout of his adulterous affair with Bathsheba, and that some of the enemies were Ahithophel, his once trusted friend and advisor, and Absalom, his son, who wanted the throne. Whatever the case, we read in Psalms 41, verse 4 says, "I said, O Lord, be merciful to me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you." Notice that he understood why his soul needed healing. It was due to sin. He also recognized that his sin was against the Lord. And this is critical for all of us to understand. Sin attacks the soul and brings spiritual and physical disease. Then notice that as he asks for healing, he confesses his sin. The Bible tells us in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. As long as the king was silent about his sin and his wounded soul, his condition worsened. For example, in Psalms 32:3, we read, "When I kept silent, my bones grew old through my groaning all the day long." But as the Holy Spirit, which the Bible tells us never left David, reestablished his trust, he became confident of his wholeness, his completeness in God. For he claims in Psalms 41:12, "As for me, you uphold me in my integrity and set me before your face forever." You know, that word integrity, it means completeness, and it implies innocence. And being set before the Lord's face forever is eternally enjoying his favor. So we can see that David's life, his words, are given to us not simply as history, but for our learning. The Spirit in his life is teaching us to trust like him, to confess to God our sin, and to be upheld in completeness in Christ, and to be set in his beautiful presence forever.
Now may the Lord grant you peace in the midst of any storm, and faith to trust him. Look for our next podcast, and may you realize more of his grace today.